Happy to see you again, lovely viewers. On today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we will share with you the next half of the story from the Vegan Danish Bakery in Toronto, Canada.
In this shop, it's the vegan world. So if we say like a tuna or bologna sandwich or yogurt, it's all veganized.
We have seen that the Vegan Danish Bakery is a true delight. It's cute, it's cozy, it's friendly and fragrant.
Smell good.
They're fresh out of the oven, just cooled and iced.
I love that.
The food here is 100% fresh and you can taste it's natural and wonderful. I look forward to bringing it home and eating it all.
Today we'll learn why this lovely bakery is a significant one. It is pioneering, it is courageous, it is change-making.The name of the shop itself marks exciting lifestyle changes in which vegan trends and the Danish culture join hands.
Denmark's very holistic. My cousin was ecstatic because she saw on the television, they said, if you don't want cancer, don't eat meat. And it was government sponsored. So that was interesting.
Danish bakers definitely enliven the national spirit of Denmark. The Schlederman's family is leading the new vegan vogue at an international front.They present to the world a bakery that is completely free of animal products, classy, stylish, and Danish.
Well, that's why we wanted to open a store where everything is vegan. It would be nice if there was a shop where I could buy like decorated cakes that don't look too homemade or awkward flavoring. Something more. We're trying to do the traditional Danish style.Or like what you'd find, like black cherry forest cake and so on.
Speaking of traditional Danish-style desserts, the unique kransekage cake is an excellent example. It is known as the Danish wedding cake and is a sweet accompaniment at anniversaries and celebrations as well.
Kransekage, it's actually Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
So in Denmark, Sweden, I think Norway as well, and Finland, they do 18-tiered ring cakes.It's the same marzipan cookie, and it's made in these little rings, and it goes up nice and tall, and there's little flags and fondant flowers and so on. So you get 18 ring baking pans, and then you do all the different rings.
So they go how high?
It's tall enough to cover a bottle. It's crusty on the outside and chewy sort of on the inside. We use freshly ground almonds and everything and make our own almond paste or marzipan.Sometimes you get take-home little pieces of cake. Mm-hmm. Some people just like to keep it as a keepsake. Mm-hmm. And then they'll order the little kransekage pieces like these ones and hand those out wrapped for their guests. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of for like good luck.
Danish bakers obviously know how to deliver their message in confections. At Vegan Danish Bakery, baking and cooking is communicating, with the creative ladies of the Schlittermans constantly crafting new vegan goodies. Customers can get quite involved sampling new cakes, exploring sandwiches, trying out veggie burgers, discussing baking tips and ingredients, or consulting about lifestyle changes.
So these are little sandwich samplers. We're introducing the vegan tuna. This is tuna salad.And it's in all vegan, of course. And then these ones here are the tofurkey, and we've dressed them in the European style. So there's veginese.
And what are you using in the tuna? Is it your own as well?
No, those are, there's a new vegan tuna out. And
I make a raw tuna with just young coconut.
Nice. Oh, that sounds interesting. So these ones here, you're welcome to try it and give us your opinion.
Fantastic.
This is the Viking bun, and it's actually a very savory bread. It has its own like tomato paste and green peppers in it, and that's a nice dipping sauce. Just a little
Is that caraway on top or flax?
Those are flax seeds. Yeah. And that one's really nice if you toast it and put your favorite vegan butter spread on there. Some people like to melt the daya cheese on top, and it almost tastes a little pizza-y. It's a very nice treat for guests.
Quite often, information and knowledge about the vegan way of life become an inseparable part of the exchange over the counter. Even though there's not a single chair in the shop, many customers stay for long, chatting with the owner like old friends.
We discuss over food, yep. And if people want moral support, they're welcome to come in. And we do have customers that come in and they just like to hang out and have a coffee. And we can use them as our testers for new and exciting products or the truffles. And they seem to enjoy that. A lot of people have commented that they like the one-on-one personal attention. Because, you know, big malls and you don't get sometimes service. And food is a very specific thing and people have a lot of questions. So it's nice to talk to someone.
Same-minded people come for friendship and moral support that are sometimes lacking from their everyday life.
A lot of people come in and like they're very soft-spoken and gentle. But then they start to tell us their family's hard on them about the vegetarian or vegan thing. But when they come in, I remind them that it takes a lot of strength, free therapy, and sometimes a coffee.
With all the cakes, cookies, and conversations, Vegan Danish Bakery conveys just a very simple message. The family has preserved that special message in the shop's logo with the crown and heart.
Well, bakeries in Denmark, they have a traditional style. Like all bakeries, it's the symbol. Like when you see a barbershop pole, you know it's a barbershop. In Denmark, when you see the pretzel, there's different styles of pretzels or whatever, and mostly the bakeries that do like more gourmet, they have the crown. Then the crown is all different styles. It's not as specific. We did one for love because that's what rules us. So we have the heart and the crown. For us, it just represents that love rules over all. Love first. And to be loving to the planet and to the animals and one another, you can't go wrong.
The crown of hearts explains the foundation of this bakery. Why is it vegan and delicious and also loving and supportive? When we return, we will hear about how the family helps animals and their reverence for God.
The vegan shop was more important, God led us that way, because then you reach people right away. And people, food is an excellent time for topics and discussion. It brings it to people quicker.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, and our conversation with the Schlittermans, the compassionate and inspiring bakers at Vegan Danish Bakery in Toronto, Canada. Love rules over all. That is the message the Schlittermans state in their shop signage. Not only do they mean it, they live it.
We may open our store a little late sometimes, but if a goose and its family needs to cross the road, then one stops and does that first, because first comes taking care of the animals and people in need of help, and then business second. We always ask God to be very like direct with us, because sometimes one gets busy in life and you don't notice important moments that one should pay attention to. And so we always just say, not as a ritual or anything, but when you're driving or if we see the geese at the side of the road, like we say, you know, please keep them safe, or please keep the animals off the roads tonight and safe in their beds.
Love comes first is absolute for the Schlittermans, putting others before oneself even when the situation is unsafe. Annalisa, mother of the family, shared one of her experiences.
Precisely. At one time, there was 50 geese with their little ones.
I think it was more.
Crossing Highway 7.
I think it was 200.
In a rush hour, maybe. And it was like, oh, man.
That was the highway patrol, wasn't it?
I was in my daughter's little red sports car, And I had to just, you know, chance it. And I crossed, you know, three lanes with that car to stop. And another lady also stopped, close by. And she was in the same mind of just keeping them, getting them safe across. And it just, we got them safe across, you know, with shielding them with our cars. People did understand it on the other three, four lanes on the other side, and that this is, you know, something special to get them across.
It is only natural that the family also fosters sick and disabled animals in their home, nurturing the animals and giving them a safe haven.
I have birds that I've rescued from different people having they've been cruel to, and or just nature of having unfortunate mishaps. And they have a beautiful room where they can fly in trees, and they have bird baths and more of as much natural environment as possible. And of course, the ones that we take care of, though, they can't be released or anything. They're usually the type that need a lot of help. Whether they are diabetic or are missing a limb or they can't survive in nature.
What is the source of their inspiration and courage?
We get our inspiration from God and from Jesus. A good example of ancient teaching of Jesus is Francis of Assisi, because he was one of the last monks that actually followed the proper teachings of Jesus. And it was to be vegan and care for the earth and for the flowers and for the animals.
It turns out that the Schlittermans family is well versed in many classical wisdoms, and it is their belief that God is a loving God across all religious faiths, and therefore true spiritual traditions do not advocate any form of cruelty.
Gandhi is a good example of that too. And then there's like the Buddhists, like the real Buddhism. They're also vegan, like the Tibetan, and Jainism. They even do the belief of not eating the insects, which we're actually, we don't use honey, and we don't use the dyes from the insects either, and no glazed chocolates that have any insect anything, because the bees make the food for themselves, and the beetles, they all take care of themselves, so we shouldn't take that. We want to leave as little tread. That's what we believe.
The Vegan Danish Bakery is a small shop, yet the love that emanates is enough to transform the world. We thank every member of the Schlittermans family for such devotion, compassion, and wisdom. May we receive their stories as an inspiration to protect our animal friends, sustain our planet, and preserve our health, all the while enjoying scrumptious vegan fare.
Sometimes it just takes one person, because humans seem to follow, but it's good if there could be more people that lead to do more goodness, because when one person sees someone else brave enough to stand out in the crowd and do something righteous or help somebody, then it's very catchy, because love is very catchy for people. They want to be part of it.
Thank you, lovely viewers, for accompanying our visit to the Vegan Danish Bakery in Toronto, Canada. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up now on Supreme Master Television. May love and kindness prevail always. Indulge in yummalicious gourmet confections at Vegan Danish Bakery, 7718 Yonge Street, Thornhill, Ontario, Canada, 001-905-882-1331, www.vegandanishbakery.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.